Thanks for downloading Inheritance Tracks. This was first broadcast in 2008. You can hear more every week on Saturday Live, BBC Radio 4's top live Saturday morning radio programme from 9.
Well, the new James Bond film, Quantum of Solace, opens this weekend. Toned musculature and exemplary pouting are on display, and that's just Daniel Craig. But there was a time when a smile, a twinkle in the eye, and a bit of light martial arts before dinner were all Bond needed to save the world. So Roger Moore brought a sense of humour to Fleming's Outsider, and the great self-deprecator continues to travel the world as an ambassador for UNICEF. These are Sir Roger's Inheritance Tracks.
The song I will inherit, or I have inherited, because I think I have it already. My father passed it on to me. Unfortunately, he passed away. My real memories of childhood is my father plucking away on a banjo with Over the Waves. Bung, 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 bung. My father played the banjo for hours on end. He would either be thumping away on a ukulele, doing his George Formby impressions. He was very good. My father could play any musical instrument with strings. Quite extraordinary, the guitar. He could fiddle. And I've been a fiddler ever since, I tell you. But he was a multi-talented man. He was a wonderful woodworker, metal turner, amateur magician, haphazard the hazy wizard, he called himself. Never bought a trick. He watched how they were demonstrated and would go home and make them because he could make anything. I was an only child, completely spoiled. I mean, I had parents who achieved perfection the first time around. What else would I? No, I was very fortunate. My mother and father were very particular about the fact that I should have proper manners. The title is Over the Waves, and British seaside, there are usually a lot of waves, and it's always damn cold. But I can remember my father, he would take the ukulele, actually, on holiday. Banjo was much too big to take, especially as I had to sit in the sidecar of a motorcycle, and he and my mum sitting on the back pillion to go all the way to Cliftonville, the upper end of Margate, I might add, from London. Listening to this would sort of, it's always magic when that roll starts. And I think Dad and growing up, Over the Waves, it was always there. The song I would pass on would be My Way by Frank Sinatra.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain, my friend.
Francis Albert Sinatra, I'm very proud to say, was a good friend.
Of which I'm certain.
I'd see him around at Warner Brothers in the late 50s, but then in the 60s, when I was doing The Saint, Mia Farrow, who had just become Mrs. Sinatra, was filming on the next stage. And one day she said, Frank and I watch you every Sunday night in bed. Well, it was on at 7 o'clock in the evening. I just thought they were either very lazy or very misguided.
I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
At that point, I met Frank, and we had dinner a couple of times at Annabelle's, and he said, Kid, always called me Kid. He said, Kid, I gotta get a lot of scripture across my desk at Warner's. and look out for something for you. We kept looking up, nothing ever came up. But then when I was living in California, we became friends that we always would spend in Palm Springs, at his house there, Easter and Thanksgiving. Frank liked to cook.
I did it my way. Yes, there were times.
A meatballs. What do you think he cooked? He cooked a meatballs, a spicy meatballs.
When I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out.
Oh, he was a great friend. He was also a very generous, anonymous friend to many, many people who didn't know. I remember I was making a film with Lee J. Cobb, and Lee told me that he had had a heart attack and he had been taken to Cedars of Sinai, and the nurse came in and she said that Mr. Sinatra is on the phone. If you want to talk to him, it's fine. If not, he's not too worried. So he took the phone and he said, Mr. Sinatra, and Frank said, don't worry about the bills. They're taken care of. And he said, but why? I don't know you. Frank said, I like your work.
I did all that.
He gave anonymously a lot of money away.
Not in a shy way. Oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself.
I remember one particular thing about him in Dublin. He's going deaf. He was almost stone deaf. And I said to him one night at dinner, Frank, shouting, how do you hear the music? He said, through my feet, kid. And he did.
The record shows I took the blow.
You've been listening to Inheritance Tracks from Saturday Live. There are many more to treasure and enjoy on the BBC Radio 4 website, where you can also download Desert Island Discs.